This is the Iowa Business Report Monday edition with support from TotallyIowa.com, the website with Iowa-centric books, CDs, and DVDs, shipped directly to you from TotallyIowa.com. Gold and Bitcoin are both soaring on global markets due to fears of money printing by central banks, according to financial journalist Jordan Goodman.
Gold is up to about $2,400 an ounce, all-time record high. Bitcoin has also gone up. It was a little bit higher, but it's about $65,000 a Bitcoin now. It had gotten up into the 70s. These are both what I call stores of value. You can print dollars, but you can't print gold, and you can't print Bitcoin either. There's a limited supply of it. Therefore, there's a store value aspect of it. So big institutions, central governments, wealthy individuals, they're all piling into gold and Bitcoin, both directly and through exchange-traded funds, which are now commonly offered on Bitcoin. So I think they're going to go much higher. I really do. You've seen a lot of momentum, but I think it's not over by any means. And everything that's going on in the Middle East just makes people that much more nervous wanting to buy gold and Bitcoin. The central banks around the world, the last few years, have just been printing an enormous amount of money, not only the U.S. Treasury, but the European Central Bank and the Japanese Central Bank and the Chinese and the Indians and the Canadians and the Australians. All these banks have been just pouring money into the market, and that devalues currencies, what's called fiat currencies. Fiat meaning the government says it's worth something, so it is, by fiat.
Jordan Goodman is the author of more than a dozen books on money and personal finance. The Iowa Business Report is presented with support from TotallyIowa.com, where you can order a trio of books by Tim Harwood on various Iowa hockey teams at TotallyIowa.com. I'm Jeff Stein for the Iowa Business Report.